Welcome to a new video mailbag feature on Panthers.com. I'm Max Henson, staff writer for the website, and I'm going to be answering your questions via Twitter throughout the season. You can tweet me at PanthersMax to get those questions in. Let's get started with our first question this week, which comes from Virat NC, who asks, why is the defense starting Josh Thomas at corner and not giving Josh Norman a chance? And I know that position was one that was very competitive throughout training camp and the preseason. Josh Thomas gets the start in week one. I think really the main reason for that is what Josh Thomas gives you in the run game. I know him getting beat for that touchdown was a big play and one he took full responsibility for. But throughout four quarters, Josh Thomas really showed up against the run for a defense that did a great job bottling up Marshawn Lynch throughout the day. I know defensive coordinator Sean McDermott really likes that about his game. Both corners are going to see plenty of time, especially as they continue to rotate through nickel packages and the such. So you're going to see them both a lot. Right now, Thomas has the edge because of his physical nature. We're just going to see, though. Throughout the week of practice, things could change depending on how those players perform. But we'll see. Going into week two, I think Josh Thomas could get another chance to redeem himself. We'll go to our next question here from Nikki Ravel 09 on Twitter, who asks, have we changed up the offense? It was way too conservative. Conservative was definitely a word that we were talking about a lot at the start of this week after Cam Newton's career low 125 passing yards. But I really think that really had much more to do with just the first game of the season against a really tough defense. I don't think there's a sign of what's to come for this offense. I think we're going to see more explosive plays. There's going to be more of an effort to create those explosive plays downfield. That's really what this offense thrives on. It was a tough opponent in week one. The nature of the game just kind of dictated a defensive slugfest. But I think we will see a much more explosive aerial attack as we head into week two. Our last question of the week will go to Zach Willies, who asks, how is John Beeson adjusting to the switch from inside to outside linebacker? And that's been a tough switch for John. He's obviously got comfortable in the middle, switching to the outside now. And I think he's handled that well. The biggest thing for Beeson, though, has been just adjusting to try to get healthy again. After offseason knee surgery, he's kind of working off that rust. And that's the biggest thing, getting his conditioning back, being able to play four quarters. Played a great first half against Seattle. Admitted, though, to Ron Rivera, who talked about it earlier this week, that just kind of started to run out of gas. So we may see a little bit more Chase Blackburn here to help spell him as he continues to get his conditioning back, get that endurance back to full strength. But so far, so good for that linebacker group, and we all know that it could be a pretty special trio once they're all firing at 100%. Well, thanks for the questions this week, guys. Really appreciate you sending them my way. And again, we'll be doing it all week, all throughout the season on Panthers.com.